This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Starting off with your grain futures from the Chicago Board of Trade. Corn for March was down 4 3/4 cents to 370 and a half. May corn was down 4 1/2 cents to 380, and July corn was at 388 and a quarter, down 4 1/4 cents. Soybeans for March were up 1 1/2 cents to 911 and 3/4. May beans were at 925, up 1 1/4 cents, and July beans were also up 1 1/4 at 938 and a half. Chicago wheat for March was down 20 cents to 466 and 3/4. May wheat was down 19 cents to 472 and 3/4. And July wheat was down 17 and a quarter to 477 and 3/4. Soybean meal for March was down 20 cents to 305.40 per ton. May bean meal stayed steady at 309.40 per ton. And July bean meal was also steady at 313.20 per ton. Soybean oil for March was down 15 cents to 30.36. May bean oil was down 17 cents to 30.68. And July bean oil was down 18 cents to 31.02. And at this time, we'll move on to the Illinois Department of Agriculture for yesterday's cash grain reports.
This is Monday's report of grain price and trends prepared by the Illinois Department of Agriculture. Illinois country grain prices were mixed on Monday afternoon. Soybeans were higher earlier in the trading day, but questions over China's purchase of soybeans being either old crop or new crop weakened values today. In northern West Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids 4 to 5 cents lower at 327 to 353. Soy bids are up 1 to 3 cents at 832 to 861. In central Illinois, country grain deals quoted shell corn bids 4 cents lower at 339 to 357. Soybean bids are up 1 to 2 cents at 850 to 876. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were 3 cents lower at 340 to 371. Soybean bids are up 2 cents at 848 to 886. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 2 cents higher at 880 to 890 with basis unchanged to 3200 to 2200 the March. High pro soybean meal on a truck basis offered at 280, 340 to 295.40 a ton. Down 20 cents a ton, with basis steady at 2200 at 10 under the March. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids were 5 cents lower at 346 to 365, with basis unchanged at 2500 at 6 under the March. Illinois river barge loading elevators quoted to produce the corn bids 3 to 8 cents lower, 352 to 363, with basis mixed at 1900 at 8 under the March. Soybeans ended up 1 to 3 cents at 864 to 873, with basis mixed at 48 under to 39 under the March. New crop wheat prices dropped 17 cents at 443 to 465, with basis steady at 35 under to 13 under the July. East St. Louis barge floating terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids 3 to 6 cents lower at 385 to 388. These elevators raised their soybean prices 5 to 6 cents. Quotations at 902 to 903. Soft wheat closed 19 cents lower at 497 to 498. Milo ended the day down 4 cents at 416 to 418. Contract bids for producers for October and November delivery corn in the northern part of the state at 345 to 369. Soybeans at 874 to 901. In the central part of the state, corn for Oct-Nov delivery at 354 to 370. Soybeans at 891 to 918. And in the southern part of the state, corn for Oct-Nov delivery at 342 the 374, soybeans at 886 to 917. And June-July wheat at 449 to 481. That concludes our report. This is David Humphreys with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Moving on to your livestock numbers from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. Live cattle were mixed but higher, with February down 12 cents to 128.55. April live cattle were up 35 cents to 129.22. And June live cattle were at 119.60, up 12 cents. Feeder cattle for March were down 40 cents to 142.50. April feeders were at 145.65, up 35 cents. And feeder cattle for May were up 17 cents at 147.02. Lean hogs for April were down $1.55 to 53.90. May lean hogs were down $1.62 to 63.85. And June lean hogs were down $1.35. to 74.55. And now we'll move on to the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture for yesterday's cash livestock reports.
Thank you. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday afternoon's livestock report. Starting with the national data, the direct afternoon hog report calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass trade to 49 cents lower in a range of $43 to $47 with the weighted average carcass price of $46.41. From the Illinois direct sow report, slaughter sow prices were steady at a dollar higher with moderate demand for moderate offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at 25 to 30, 4 to 500 pounds at 28 to 34, 5 to 600 pounds at 31 to 39, over 600 pounds at 35 to 43. On the Illinois direct hog trade, prices for barrows and gelts at the catcher buying points were steady at a dollar higher, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from 25 to 33. Receipts for Illinois barrows and gelts totaled 36,955. In the direct cattle trade, from the national data direct slaughter cattle report, steers on a dress basis traded at $203. From the national daily pork plant report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established at 277 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $60.92, which was $1.91 higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses are trading higher. Choice carcasses are $2.19.55, which is 16 cents higher, with select carcasses at $2.14.57, which is $2.22 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 114,000 compared to 100,000 for last week and 116,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated to 367,000 compared to 476,000 for last week and 464,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Jeff Evers with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
President Trump is delaying a scheduled March 2nd hike in tariffs on $200 billion in Chinese imports. In a big sign, the two sides may be closing in on a deal that could help U.S. farmers recover some losses. Trump earlier signaled a tariff hike delay, but his decision to do so and Twitter comments of progress with China on IP protections, tech transfer, ag and currency show possible real movement with the chance for a second U.S.-China summit soon. USDA Secretary Sonny Perdue told reporters at the recent Ag Outlook Forum,
I'm cautiously hopeful that President Xi and President Trump, who I both believe want to do a deal, that they can come together.
And the USDA has played a role in the talks.
We've been involved with the U.S. Trade Representative on the technical aspects in agriculture. We still have some real challenges when it comes to acceptance of those biotech traits that we think would be very helpful. And China has been somewhat intransigent in their acceptance and agreement to those types of policies as well.
Purdue says China has committed to buy some large amounts of U.S. farm goods, most recently some $30 billion in commodities, but only part as a final deal.
But I think if we can reach an agreement on enforceability of structural reforms dealing with intellectual property, I think we could recover those markets in China very, very quickly.
China is criticized for failing to abide by its World Trade Organization commitments since it joined the WTO in 2001, discriminating against foreign firms and heavily subsidizing state-owned businesses. Beijing argues it cannot change its economic model quickly, but trade losses on both sides and both presidents' strong desire to score political wins now weigh heavily for a successful outcome. Vice President Mike Pence last week promised a gathering of governors in Washington, D.C., and the U.S. would pass a historic infrastructure bill by the end of next year. The Washington Post reports the action would require bipartisan cooperation. Specifically, Pence told the group, "I'll make you a promise," while asking for help from governors, that in this Congress we're going to pass historic infrastructure legislation. President Trump campaigned on addressing infrastructure and proposed a plan to create $1.5 trillion in new spending on infrastructure issues, including those in rural areas. However, the plan has been so far stalled. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi did identify infrastructure as a priority for Congress, but Democrats and Republicans have different plans in mind. More than 30 governors from across the nation attending the National Governors Association annual meeting attended the Pence event. Pence told the governors the new legislation is being discussed and that state governors will play a leading voice in crafting the bill. In other news, the recent announcement by China to purchase more U.S. soybeans fails to make up for trade war losses. The American Soybean Association welcomed the announcement made last week, but says the industry needs structural reform that leads to China rescinding its tariff on U.S. soybeans and fully reopening the market, according to ASA President Davey Stevens of Kentucky. China announced the intentions to purchase 10 million metric tons of U.S. beans. ASA says the industry's greatest fear is the long-term damage to the relationship it has built and sustained with China. The value of U.S. soybeans exports to China has grown 26 times over in the 20 years, from $414 million in 1996 to $14 billion in 2017, according to the ASA. Over the next 10 years, Chinese demand for soybeans is expected to account for almost all of the growth in global soybean trade, making it a prime market for the U.S. and other countries. The organization is calling on the Trump administration to continue its talks with China in an effort to rescind the tariffs as part of the negotiated outcomes. In state news, we have the latest Illinois Crop Progress and Condition Report. Statewide, the average temperature for February was 29.2 degrees, 1 degree below normal. Precipitation averaged at 3 3/33 inches, 1 69 inches above normal. Topsoil moisture was rated at 45% adequate and 55% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated at 1% short, 58% adequate, and 41% surplus. Winter wheat condition was rated at 2% very poor, 11% poor, 41% fair, 40% good, and 6% excellent. And finally, in local news, the University of Illinois Extension Office has announced the upcoming second annual All Gardeners Day, which will be held on Saturday, March the 16th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church Parish Center in Litchfield. And finally, in local news, the University of Illinois Extension Office has announced the upcoming second annual All Gardeners Day, which will be held on Saturday, March the 16th, from 8 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Litchfield in the Parish Center. During the first hour, participants will choose between Lane Kenochi, landscape architect, who will discuss specialty gardens in the landscape, and Less Common Fruit-Bearing Plants by Elizabeth Wall, University of Illinois Extension Educator. For the second hour, participants shall choose between New Plant Varieties by Abby Dillon, owner of Labella Fiori, and Irises More Than Swords, presented by Elizabeth Wall. The keynote speaker, Ken Johnson, horticulture educator, will present gardening for bees, butterflies, and other pollinators. The cost of the half-day event is $15, and for questions or to register, you can call 217-532-3941 or go online to their website at go.illinois.edu/CJMM. For this Tuesday morning, February the 26th, this has been Gabe Osborne reporting for WSMI Ag News.